24 minutes past six, we continue with the day's top business news now, focusing on Parliament's probe into Eskom that was meant to begin today and has now been overshadowed by the latest cabinet reshuffle. Energy analyst and MD at EE Publishers, Chris Yelland, joins us on the line now. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on the show.
Always a pleasure. How does the appointment of a new energy minister affect this probe, if any?
Well, of course, it's an absolutely astounding new appointment. Very hard to understand. Very hard to know what he brings to the table, other than, as has been spoken at length, the possibility of some kind of a agenda to push the nuclear program forward. But yes, you're right. The parliamentary issues have been overshadowed somewhat by this appointment, but they have proceeded today with very substantial and coherent evidence being presented by Professor Anton Eberhard, and I must say, I can only but say how much I respect his integrity and his braveness in proceeding to present this evidence in the face of intimidation and threats against him and other witnesses.
How do we expect this probe by Parliament to continue going forward?
Well, we know that there's about 40 witnesses lined up. They're not made public yet because of these threats of intimidation and violence against them, which, of course, is deeply disturbing in its own right. But I hope that Parliament finally is the body that takes accountability. It is the highest body in the land in this regard. There have been numerous reports and investigations from the Deloitte report to the SIU report to PwC report, Treasury reports, Denton's reports, you name it, Cliff Decker, Hoffmeyer reports, Oliver Wyman reports, all of which have found substantial wrongdoing and malfeasance and corruption within Eskom that have never been acted upon, not by the minister, not by the chairman, not by the CEO of Eskom. And let's hope that Parliament will fulfil its oversight role and take strong decisions in this regard.
Lastly, Chris, Public Enterprises Minister Lynn Brown remains in her post despite various allegations linking her to state capture with dealings at Eskom. How do you respond to that, her remaining in her post? And with regards to the parliamentary probe into Eskom, do we expect that the minister will be brought in to answer to all these allegations?
No question that the pressure on her is going to grow and become more intense as these parliamentary processes proceed. I have no doubt that Minister Brown is part of the problem and not part of the solution. There seems to be political support at the very highest level for this poor governance and malfeasance at Eskom. And in fact, we've had six CEOs of Eskom in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
That's two a year. And it seems to me almost undoubtable that this constant churn is a deliberate strategy that enables the kind of corruption and poor governance that we've seen. It is an enabling factor for state capture.
Thank you so much for your time. Energy analyst and MD at EE Publishers, Chris Yelland, talking to us about Parliament's probe into Eskom.